All right, who's ready for another cocktail?
Yes, please. Whatever that last one was, it was incredible.
That was a Bartesian margarita. Bright, smooth, perfectly balanced. You'd swear it came from a bar.
That came from the Bartesian cocktail maker?
Yep, pop in a capsule, press a button, and boom. Bar quality cocktails at home. My friend swore by it, so I finally got one.
I tried the Old Fashioned earlier. Honestly, it's the best I've had outside an actual bar.
Right? Over 60 craft cocktail options, ready in under 30 seconds.
And Bartesian's running their biggest holiday deal. Up to $150 off cocktail makers right now.
Wait, up to $150? That's huge.
Exactly. Holiday hosting just got way easier.
Make your holiday gatherings unforgettable with Bartesian, the cocktail maker that crafts smooth, bar-quality drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. The biggest savings of the year end December 2nd. Don't miss out. Order now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's bartesian.com/drinks.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabay Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabay sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Line with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Hour number two on Moneyline. It's Donnie and Kevin here on a Tuesday, Dinger Tuesday afternoon. So I'm going to have to get that situated a little bit later here. Fire back up the FanDuel Sportsbook. Have some fun with those because also, guys, the reason why Dinger Tuesday is good, and Kevin, you understand this as well, is it's expanded this year. So if you have five games that you like guys to hit home runs in, minimum bet of $25 pregame there, you get the bonuses for all those games, not just for like the first game that you click. So if you were willing to go overboard per se, they are like six different, you know, home run guys in six different games, you get the bonuses from all of those games lobbed in there. So you could put some money back in your pocket even if you don't win. Now, as having said that, it's time to find out where JP is going. So if it's a total today where JP is looking to lean, there's a couple interesting spots out there. Now, I already know mine, obviously, where my total's with Caprillion and Otto. But is there another shot here that we can look at today where, say, we're going over? Any guesses from your end here, Kevin?
So he said he's doing – it's a total, rather, right?
I think it's a total, right? Yeah.
Yeah, total, but no – man, you know, usually one jumps out amongst the rest. I guess – I'll go Mets Braves under. Was it under yesterday?
Ooh.
We know he likes unders. Maybe he's thinking Mets Braves under.
That's I looked dead at that one just for a second. I'm gonna go here. Phillies Toronto over 9.5 as an oddball here.
Ooh.
What do we got, JP?
I'm going with the Reds Yankees over. Graham Ashford,
Garrett,
rookie pitcher coming in, and that terrible Reds bullpen. Let's light him up.
Mang.
Now, Jay, here's the question. Again, because JP doesn't care about this stuff, but I always like to ask. JP, any thought on just going Yankees team total? Or you rather keep the chance Garrett Cole gets hit up a little bit in your mix?
That's where I said I wanted input, is if I just think this dude, this bullpen's going to get light up, how do I capitalize best on that?
Yeah, I think
because the odds are Garrett Cole start giving up like five runs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would help? I'm talking like, what help you out? Would three runs help you out? Probably. But the number is probably the Yankees. But having said that, the Yankees are at home. They're only going to get eight at bats. And how many runs do they actually need with Garrett Cole in the mound? But also, keep in mind, hot, muggy, sticky conditions, 88 at first pitch, wind blowing out at Yankee Stadium. I actually don't think you can go wrong here. As long as you don't have Garrett Cole, eight innings, one earned run, I think you're taking this down anyway, to be honest with you.
you have a 5 flat on a team total for the Yanks on FanDuel at -128. Or you can go over 2.5 runs in the first 5 at -120. But I think when you factor in, JP, that you're thinking about the bullpen as well, I think if you went the 5 flat at minus, even if -128 is a little bit juicy, you just have to get to 5. And they should be able to get there. I don't think that's a bad way either, Donnie, if JP wants to go that route.
Yeah, we'll see what it is. So what's the official play going to be here? What is it?
I'm going to stick with the over, and then I'm just going to throw a shot in the dark and take Yankees over 7 runs at +650. We'll see if it gets there.
Just by themselves, basically.
I think that's a great bet.
That is. Because if it goes off, the rails and they can run it up the flagpole.
Now, this is a classic FanDuel question. So, JP, did they have to get to 7 or 8 runs?
That was run line. That's alternative run line. So I got to go back and figure out what their total runs are.
I mean, this guy's the best.
Runs above expectation around a 7-1 price. I'm like, where is this market I need to lose money on? That's one I would like to dip into.
I'm trying to find. I don't remember where it is. Where's team to score? Oh, hits and runs, right? Team to score first. Oh, God, where is this here?
They should hit today.
Where is the team to score first market? Do you remember? I'm losing my mind right now.
Let me see. On this one, we got Yankees.
I got it.
Dip into this.
Wow. My on draft, -155 Yankees to score first. You don't usually get that when a team is obviously home. That's a very, very, very strong number. I wouldn't have expected that.
Team to score first wins game. Team to score last. Both teams to score. Moneyline parlay.
That's interesting. Right?
That's a nice one. How about that? Both teams to score moneyline parlay -200 on the Yankees. So getting $1 off, figuring if the Reds get 1 run, you cash that ticket. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's an oddball.
Getting into some markets, be wild here. By the way, quickly, Charles Robinson, NFL guy, a source in the middle of this arbitration expects Sue Robinson, who I guess is the judge on the case with Deshaun Watson, the NFL, to take at least a week to go over the briefs and write out her judgment. The expectation is that her ruling will be detailed, so this tracks pretty decently. Nobody involved seems to think it's coming this week. So I'm going to lead to believe that if nobody really thinks it's this week, it's 100% going to be next week then.
Yeah.
This can't be another 2.5 week off at this point.
I agree. But I'm not expecting this week at all, actually. So I agree we're getting it next week, but I would also tell you, I don't expect, unless what you've been predicting, that Friday news dump, here you go, 5 o'clock, see, enjoy your weekend, everybody. But I don't know how they get away with that.
Yeah, it's coming on a Friday. Yeah, what is it, next Friday? Next Friday, 6:30? Just got this released. See you Monday, guys.
But again,
hey, Schefter, cool your jets over the weekend. We'll get to it Monday.
Is that really going to work, Donnie? Is that really going to work? I mean, you're just giving people all weekend to stew, and then you're starting a fresh Monday. It's still the hottest topic.
Yeah, we'll see, unless something else wild happens in the sports world. By the way, Schefter, more on the Panthers having an open competition between Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold. Right up our alley, all that and more coming up in hour number 2, right here on the grid. This is Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Look at that.
Yeah. Right back at it here. A little wrestling. Getting after it today. By the way, digital updates here for us. How about this? Carl cannot call in today, but says, hey, here's his play today. Mariners, awesome. Nats, under 9 runs today.
I wanted to ask you about that one.
And then also, he likes in the WWF, Tuesday Night Raw, Brutus the Beefcake over Macho Man Randy Savage by submission tonight.
You got to get a huge dog price. Dog price on such a wager. Now, I wanted to ask you about that Nats Mariners game. He's got the under there. Donnie, flexing is so bad that he's a dog in Washington with how hot that Mariners ball club is.
And again, no way, I guess, man. Like, not even like Strasburg, like Josiah Gray, who I saw like in person on Daddy Daughter Night at the Phillies game, was mowing Phillies getting down, apparently throwing like 98 out of nowhere. So
was
yeah.
He?
Yeah, he was. I mean, we just Phillies struck out 16 times that night to that mess of a lineup with the bullpen. So
that
maybe they're on to something
bump?
Now.
Oh man,
they just loved what they saw there. See, is you're right. Yeah, roughly a pick'em or a 9.5 number there. So yeah, actually, it's funny because I see the 9.5s out here, but it is juiced a little bit. Well, actually, is there 9.5s? 9.5 minus 120 at DraftKings, 122 at FanDuel. I would have gotten the 9.5 in there. Yeah, so he probably has a decent, at least plus money number on that one. But you can reach us any way up there, people. 844-843-6879 or reaching out to us here by digital. The DMs are always open. Sure. Like as K-Dub would say, his DMs are always open out there, huh?
Yeah, no, I'm out here in the mix. I've DM'd with the people before. Feel free. We're trying to pop off today with the strikeout situation. The strikeouts are sent out, by the way.
Yes.
We've given the people the saw. I'll run
what
through
what they
quick.
Want.
I'm going to run through
Shoot.
Them quick here.
Not yeah, go.
Sure.
Yep, absolutely.
Right. We got three overs and an under. The overs, Berríos, over 4.5. He's actually the first guy who started all of this. So I thought it was a bit of an honor to get him on today's card. Also, his numbers matched up. Kluber, also over 4.5. Both guys minus 110. So identical strikeout props. The other over is Samson's 3.5 minus 132. I told you this morning I was hoping the Strider juice would drop a touch into the minus 130 range. And once it did, I did have but no choice to play it. Under 7.5 minus 134. Double-digit Ks in both of his last two starts. It is a bit risky, but the Mets top five and not striking out amongst all of Major League Baseball. Good chance to try and sell high on Strider. 7.5 under minus 134.
All right, quick update here in Major League Baseball. Bottom of the fourth inning, two outs, man on second base here. Just got picked off for the Cleveland Guardians, but they hold a 3-0 lead as we head into the fifth inning. We'll see if that run line over the first five innings can hold up here. Now, we are going to segue back to the NFL because we want to talk running backs, but before we do that, Big Ben out here, and I understand it, but I always like to pick apart these where sometimes I'm on the same side of the argument. And I'm like, you know what? Let me just flip sides here. So Big Ben says, new stadium name just doesn't seem right. Remember like Paul George talking about when Crypto.com Arena moved on from Staples Center? Like, hey, man, like Kobe played there. So many legendary things happened. It's wrong that it goes from Staples to Crypto.com, which, you know, you get a nice little old school feel from that. Well, Big Ben says, you know, it shouldn't happen. You know, it should always be Heinz Field. So I say to you, Big Ben, right now, cool, right? Here's what we can do then. We'll keep it Heinz Field. Why don't you kick in from your salary that you probably made like $200 million or more for the Steelers? Give him back $30 or $40 million so we keep it Heinz Field just for free. Is he doing that? Or how about the Steelers? Man, it's not right Heinz Field's going here. They go, how much money did he make this year? $7.5 million. Make it $2.5 million to be Heinz Field. Man, I like Acrisure Stadium. It sounds great.
There's a really good tweet. Someone put the Acrisure logo on a bottle of ketchup.
Oh.
I thought that was really funny. Hey, like, no incentive from the Steelers to lower the number and tell Heinz, like, here you go. Like, let's just keep this Heinz forever. It is incredible the more you think about it, though, right, Don, that we're, like, sentimental over a ketchup company?
Yes. That was my topic today on Listen Up. Because I went from, like, let's be honest. Like, because I just still don't like you. I'm an old curmudgeon, so I would have loved to see him Heinz. But I said, let's be real with ourselves. It was Three Rivers Stadium in the old stadium. That was a legitimate name where, you know, they probably asked, like, the county and the city of Pittsburgh and the fans, like, well, oh, great name. Three Rivers, yep. That's what we're known for. It's Heinz Field. This wasn't named after, like, Heinz, who owned the Steelers, and it's a legendary name. A ketchup company bought the stadium rights. Let's remember that, right? It's not an iconic name out here, right? It's a ketchup bottle that you, like, today, can you imagine today? Let's just say if it was Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh, and, like, you know what? We ended our term with Acrisure. It's the only thing I know, man. It was always Acrisure Stadium. We're named after a ketchup bottle? Can you imagine that? Oh,
yeah, but
boy.
Now, Don, did you see the real big change that came today? Did you see the real big one?
No.
Now, not all too long ago, I was slandered on this show for an unbelievable reason. And that was that I attended a college and not a university.
True. That's true.
Well, 2 hours ago. Iona College is now Iona Universal.
Oh my goodness. Is there a tweet out there? Like, do we have a press release?
Yes, there is.
Like, you, there you go. Like, welcome to the club here. Like, me and Ben used to sit back here on that one. Like, you know what? I mean, it really brings down, like, the brand name here. I used to talk to some upper management. You know, what does it take to get a job here? Well, you got to graduate. Like, look, let's up that to a university now. Let's get some prestige out here getting after it. Iona University. Does that mean you have to go back to school and pick up more credits to actually be accredited to be graduating from a university? Maybe.
So here's the shoot like question I have, you know. All right. I'll read the statement and then you can add on. This monumental change not only reflects the quality and prestige of an Iona education, but also that it will support the institution's continued growth as it attracts top talent from across the globe. My honest question: what in the world is the difference between a college and a university?
I honestly do think it's the degrees, the amount of degrees that you're handing out in different fields. Like, I think if you're a college, you're limited to certain degrees. When you're in university, it means, I believe, that you have more degrees to offer or have, you know, whatever that case may be. I believe that's the difference between college and university, honestly.
So, but, like, for as a student, like, does my... does tuition go up? Like, is that, like, sneaky Donnie? Like, is that what people just found out realistically?
Yeah.
Like,
now, what did you actually go to IC for, which is now IU? What did you go there for?
Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah, no, it's still IC. I can't be IU. I went for mass communication.
I mean, where did that money go, to be honest with you? I mean,
why? Because I'm sat right next to you?
No, it's just like, I don't know. Like, is this all we're turning out at? Who's the other Iona guys? Like, who made it big out of Iona Mass Communications? Give me some names out here.
Nah, there's a couple people out there you can catch on local news. Richard Giacovis.
I love that guy.
Anthony Carlo. Uh-huh. So there's a couple of names I know in that, right?
Now, what about some names here at the grid, though? Because I know there's a couple behind the scenes that are lurking from IC.
No, there's actually a lot of them. Some of them might be not too all pleased with me at the moment, depending on Penn's conversation.
Now, there you go. Now, what about all the, like, do you have, like, shirts that easy, like, Iona's branding is Iona. It's not Iona College, right?
But,
like, Boston College is their branding. Like, that would be a big deal because there's another Boston University. But, like, what changes there, though?
Well, so here's my question, Donnie. Like, do I proudly wear Iona University merch? Like, how am I supposed to feel about this? Like, but I didn't go to Iona University.
Yeah. When I was a freshman at William Patterson, we were at college. We switched over the transition to university as a sophomore.
You were there for both.
What? Now I'm moving up in the world. Yeah, like, I still have my WPC, like, ID card way back in the day, an 18-year-old DRS.
What I would really like is, like, a 70% off sale on all Iona College belongings, and I'd be right at the front of the line there. And get the real good stuff before it becomes retro.
Changing over there. Finally, I get to work with somebody else who graduated from a university. Come on back with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Watch that. All right, back at it. Moneyline. About a half hour to go here. And people ask me a question about terrible TV shows as if, you know, I got time for that. But it's Donnie and Kevin in the afternoon here. I mean, come on now.
Hold on, man.
I mean, I know the show you're talking about.
Sure.
And it's like, man, that would never get on my TV. I don't even understand.
Why not? What's your beef with Prison Break?
Now, the one I did, the show Prison Break, I don't know anything about that. But I do remember it being on.
Yeah. You go, I don't know anything about that, but now you're slandering the show. I mean, which one is it?
I mean, it's been on TV, let's put it that way, but DRS never actually tuned into that.
What do you watch? Go on. Do you watch all the classics, or, like, what's your kind of show of
like,
choice?
Which is funny. Like, as I get, like, I used to, I would say, like, in my old life, like, you'd be like, oh, God, I got these shows I watch, but I go to bed, like, early, and I'm tired, and I barely watch enough sports at this point. But I do like Yellowstone's coming back out in the fall, one of my favorite shows. And I was always a big Soprano guy, Wire guy. Like, I like to usually have, like, that one show on like a Sunday night where I know it's coming up and I watch. And the most recent one that I've really been liking is Yellowstone. So every time, like Sunday night, like I know 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whenever it comes on, I'm watching that. I know to be there, laying in bed, whatever it's on. Like that's the last show that I've actually put forward to be like, okay, I make time for this show.
No, not a Succession guy?
No, don't watch Succession. But I know people like it. Also like Billions, like I used to watch in the past as well. Big time. Also, what's the Netflix show? Ozark. Very good show. Like those shows I was in on,
All right, there you go. No, I was just curious. Your immediate disdain for Prison Break really caught my attention.
Come on. I did.
But it sounds completely unjustified as you kind of talk it out, so, which is not surprising from you.
You liked it? How long was it on TV for?
I watched it when I was young. And then there was like a movie that was released that I never went and watched. So, what are you going to do? I'm not deep onto a show right now. I caught up to Barry, but I haven't watched the latest season. I got to watch that at some point. Barry was good. I like Barry.
There you go. Shows for the people out there. Any shows that the people love? 844-843-6879. Or they just say, you know what? I don't watch much. I just listen to The Grid. I mean, that's a good Grid listener at this point. Now, I want to bring up this topic. And bottom of the fifth inning, so 3-0 here. Cleveland over the White Sox, so that easily cashes that first five innings run line number. Now, the U.S. Open obviously already took place. The PGA Championship and the Masters. So the final, you know, Grand Slam major here for golf is up, and it is the British Open. And there's a couple headlines out today, which I think the LIV Golf is going to work at this point now, because every single headline is it looks like the PGA Tour players, some of them, seem like they're fighting for dear life to show how much they love the underappreciated and underpaid PGA Tour. Like Tiger, LIV Golf players turn their back on the PGA Tour. Now, the reason I bring this up is Tiger's got more money than God. So I got $1 billion. Well, I'll give you another billion. Well, I can't spend this first billion, so why would I go there? I understand it. And you're talking about history of the game. Tiger's way up there. We're talking about the guys that have won like 1, 2, 3, 4 majors who aren't the history of the game, the all-time greats like Jack Nicklaus, right? So you're saying to yourself, okay, where do those guys fit in to get more money? But I don't understand this. Like, well, the PGA Tour, like, you know, gave you this opportunity. Just think about that. Like, think about the nonsense that that quote actually makes, which Tiger Woods said. What do you mean they get? So that means, like, you should be having, like, the NBA was like, we have a salary cap of $1 million per player, includes LeBron. Oh, we got this other league out here where I can make $30 million a year. You're going to leave the NBA who made you what you are. What? It doesn't even, like, compute that comment.
Also, like, oh, they gave you the opportunity. Don't you have to earn your way onto the PGA Tour? Like, they don't give anything to anybody.
Yeah, it's like, right? We gave you the opportunity to win money. I'm like, oh, hold on now. Like, what concept is this? So, and the apparency of that, which I'll let you double down on, is like the PGA Tour now sees LIV Golf and goes, yo, we found a couple $100 million to pay our players.
Yeah.
That's such a terrible look, because if the PGA Tour said, we got this structure so good now, well, why don't you up the payments? Like, no, this is as much as we can give, and what we figured out is right. The fact of the matter is, like, you know what? Let's add 10 tournaments, $50 million in this pool, 50 in this one, 50 in this one. You're going, now hold on here. Did you really look out for the players as you said you gave them a lifeline?
Oh, yeah, like, I mean, one of the true monopolies to be standing in the 2020s clearly was the PGA Tour. And obviously with some speed, you know, it's fallen apart with LIV having some. Now, it's not falling apart, right? I mean, the PGA Tour, we have every anticipation that it will exist. But I got to tell you, like, some of these guys got to be careful here, because the next thing you know, would also be like, you know what, man, PGA Tour is where it is. I'd love if we got to a point where LIV is like, nah, we heard your slander. No spot for you. No big dollars for you. Sorry, not happening.
That's where it feels like it's going here. But let's hit to the telephone lines here, 844-843-6879. The Moose is loose. Welcome in here on a Tuesday afternoon, Moose. What do you got for us?
Gentlemen, I got a lot for you. First, let me give you this. Yankees run line over. They're going to smack Cincinnati around. Cincinnati will probably get, because I don't really think pitching on both sides is very good. Okay, second thing, real fast, Yellowstone, okay? Now, I can't make this stuff up about my life, 25 years in law enforcement. And The Wire, when that was filmed about Baltimore, that is as true as it gets. I've been on The Wires before, and they're called Title III oral intercepts. Okay? So they have to be signed off by the Department of Justice. All right, it's quite the process. It takes about a 140-page search warrant to get those done. I was involved with several wires out in Colorado against Mexican drug cartels. I can't make my life up. I tell you what. Okay, here's the other thing. Hines, okay? When we would have dignitaries come into the Denver Metro, they'd go to a hotel called the Inverness Hotel. And that's where POTUS would come in, and I was part with the Secret Service guys doing protection. Well, Hines, in the family, she was married to John Kerry, okay, still as I believe. Okay, when John Kerry and his wife comes in, she didn't like that the certain cleaning staff cleaned her toilets. So she made the manager of the hotel clean her toilet right in front of her. That's what kind of nice person she is, all right? And plus, she didn't like their bottled water, so they had a case of her bottled water flown in at the expense of close to about $1,000 to get it overnight. So that's my story with that. And, it's quite the deal. But one of these days, I'll tell you how I took care of the Dalai Lama for a week when they had the Nobel Peace Prize laureate. But take them Yankees, run line, over.
I like it, Moose.
You guys have a
Moose
great
bringing
day.
The heat out here.
I listen to you.
I like story time with Moose.
I listen to you guys every day. Listen to you guys every day.
Man, we appreciate it. Best of luck to you. Enjoy your day, Moose.
Now, Moose, when you're driving around your car, I mean, you want to slap a little wire on Kevin's cell phone. I mean, don't hold back. I mean, I'll look the other way at this point here. I mean, slap that on there. Let's see what this guy's actually really doing in his life. I got some suspicions out here.
I'm starting to realize, like, we're talking about, different TV shows and maybe then even movies can enter the conversation.
Yes.
What's that Jim Carrey show where, like, he's the star or the movie, rather, where, like, he's Sneaky the star, the life? You know what I'm talking about? Oh, you gotta. Wow. JP, a little help here.
It's the name of it. It's the guy's name is the name of the movie, right?
Yeah. What is it, JP? Yeah, everybody knows what it is, but nobody knows what it's called.
Exactly. And these bad movies you bring up, bad shows. I mean,
what you want is like a camera, like on me 24/7 to see what I got going on.
I mean, there you go, Truman Show. Yeah. We do need that because we need the life of, when Kevin plays video games, when he doesn't play video games. Like, we need time of days. You know what I mean? That's what we really need on this show. Inquiring minds when they're like, oh, that's pretty good. Look at him playing that game. Hey, by the way, what time is that? Oh, hold on here.
That'd be an interesting study to conduct. I'll tell you that. Now, by the way, we did have... So, look, Eric from Knoxville always is a consistent, one of my favorites, too, because me and him have been laughing at Nugs, though, for about 100 years in a row.
Yes.
And we intend to keep that party going when Russell Wilson struggles out of the starting blocks there. But he's worried about a name. Well, answer his question on the other side. But, I mean, he's from Knoxville. I mean, you Vols, Hard Knocks. I mean, you can do anything, really, I feel like. Not any ideas for the man if he needs a little help on a nickname, or he's got to choose it himself.
Yeah, something with the Smoky Mountains. You know, Jim Cornette could probably give him a good nickname, don't you think?
Sure, probably.
Smoky Mountain Wrestling down there.
Him.
Yeah, exactly. Like, sometimes we have names that come on the show that aren't actually the caller's name, but just somehow figure out that's their name. That's how we get down. Like, there's no rules here. You want to name yourself, or you want to name yourself, and then we mesh your name up, and it just comes out even better? Come on now. Man. Let it rip.
Eric Knoxville, I mean, you got to Hard Knocks E, you got plenty of options there for the man. So whatever he wants to do, but he's got a good question. If he doesn't call in over the break, it's his call. Mm-hmm. It's one worth asking because I'm interested in the answer. I remember, because here's why. Dallas Keuchel, right? Second worst pitcher on today's slate, right?
No, he's not. He's like up there. The two worst pitchers on the slate are, for me, Kaprielian and Otto.
That was the question he asked. Well, he also asked
was
the
it?
Best pitcher.
Well, hold on. I don't even see this. What, did he
didn't see his tweet?
No, that's why I didn't know.
I sent it to the both of us. Oh. It was who's the best pitcher on the slate, who's the worst pitcher on the slate.
I replied to one of his tweets here while we were on the show, but I must have missed that one.
Man, when was that? Oh, that was the one you were... You don't even fully read, do you, pal? That was the tweet you replied to.
Oh, yeah. See that? Come on. You're confusing me out here. Like, I see the calling, but it's like one at a time. One question at a time out there, Eric. You know, you're overloading me here. We'll be right back. I'm on overload mode. We'll be right back on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
A little Tuesday afternoon fun here on the grid, Sirius XM Channel 159. It's Donnie and Kevin here in the afternoon. And Eric's second part of his question here or comment was top pitcher and worst pitcher on the card. So for me, worst pitcher, James Kaprielian, Oakland Athletics. All right, let's go top five today. Let's make it the top five.
Yeah, top five, bottom five. I like that.
Top five. Can you say, then again, you're not going to like guess number one. Like, no. Just top five here. Can you guess five of those pitchers here? What are they?
All right. So we're doing the best pitchers right now, right?
Best pitchers.
Okay.
The top five.
Strider has to be on that card.
He's number one.
Yeah. I thought, man. Mm-hmm. Now, I hate to stop our momentum while it's rolling. Yep. But have you seen, Donnie, that basically the rookie of the year race in the NL is him versus teammate Harris?
Yes.
This guy has just been going wild right now. Which again, like if that, see, that's kind of the old Dodgers move there, Donnie, where you not only have established stars, but like now you start bringing like superstars up on a daily basis, kind of situation there. So obviously things are going well for the Braves. All right, Strider, Gerrit Cole's got to be inside your top five.
Yeah, that's number three. So you got one and three.
All right. Now, does Bieber count, even though, because he's already kind of...
He does. He's five. Yeah, he's on the card today.
All right.
He's five.
He's five. All right. I'm moving here. I'm making some things happen. Let's see.
Uh-huh.
What about Logan Webb?
Logan Webb is six.
Ooh.
Just outside the top.
Just missed.
So you got two and four that you're trying to aim down here.
Yeah, all right. But I've given... So what? I've given four guesses. So I guess I should probably only get one more guess. We don't want to make the people wait. Who could it be, though? No one's really jumping off the page here for me, to be honest with you. Like, is it a sneaky one, maybe? Like,
Garcia? I think, no, Luis Garcia is ninth, but I think one of them is one that you would think would be in the top five today.
The other one might be
a little bit of, I wouldn't get it. Number two. It's actually Kevin Gausman.
Oh, I didn't even notice. Wait a minute. He's not on the – I don't think he's on the card today.
I got the updates here. Hold on. Oh, you're right. Updated. Yeah, there you go. So he's not – let me get the updated number here. Hold on.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Hey, why didn't that come through here?
Yeah, Gausman would have been a certain
one.
Yes.
Hold on. And two. All right. So let me get the numbers up here.
Oh, maybe my Logan Webb answered now.
Yeah, you might be right now. Let's see. Well, we have to because Barrios isn't a very good season here.
Yeah.
Strider, Cole, Cease, Bieber, and Webb.
Oh, you know what? I should have been able to get Cease, but it was throwing me off that's the doubleheader. And I was using the – yeah, I just kept kind of scrolling. All right,
fair enough. I thought that would have been a tough one anyway. But how about this number six? And I bet this – we'll go over our picks in just a little bit. I did take the Cubs money line today. Adrian Sampson
is
number
six.
He's number six overall. I like the angle here where it's like, hey, you just have to take Baltimore because they're hot and the Cubs stink. But I'm just going to go pitcher versus pitcher aspect. And I like what Sampson's bringing to the table here. So I'm going to go with that. Now, bottom of the list here, let me expand this here. And we'll go over the bottom five pitchers on the card today. Obviously, we know the dead last guy is Kaprielian.
Yep.
But there are some bad pitchers. There are some good ones. Yep. So Otto Kaprielian, 32-31. So 28, 29, and 30 are still out there. Full season. Not like, hey, I was great 2 weeks.
Michael
full season here.
In the bottom.
He's not. 24th. Like, he's now, moving up here.
Yeah. So that's my Is he getting better, or is this one of the worst slates we've seen?
It's a pretty bad slate. Like, it's actually a decent slate overall because you have a lot of pitchers that are right around that average, but the bottom half is so bad that it's like, hey, Dallas Keuchel's 7.63 ERA doesn't seem so bad. Now, also, we're not using just ERA because if we're using just ERA, he's actually the worst pitcher on the card. But we're trying to have that mix of some analytics along with that. Mm-hmm. He's got a Sierra over 5. He's really bad. But there are other guys out here that are just matching up with, like, that, you know, analytics market, which they stink. Like, stink to high heaven here.
So there's a couple of guys. See, for me, is I almost, that's why, like, I don't want to, like, what am I going to look at guys' ERAs? I'm trying to think about guys whose names I routinely hear you mention. One of them is Liberatore on the Cardinals. I feel like I've heard you target before. Boom.
He's 30th. Okay. He actually had a decent start his last time out. XFIP minus number 129. His ERA isn't earth-shattering at 4.74. But again, his XFIP is over 5, and so is his Sierra. He's been a bad pitcher overall. So that's certainly one of those guys that you might want to target today. Also, I talked about it. We talked about this game this morning for a guy where you want to sort of avoid this team's bullpen but target the starting pitcher.
Oh, that's He's the 29. Brewers. Alexander. Mm-hmm.
Jason Alexander here with his 125 XFIP minus. And again, his XFIP and Sierra both over 5, which is disastrous. Now, this is one guy that we've talked about quite a bit year in, year out. Left-handed pitcher. Yes.
Yeah.
120. I mean, he actually has the worst ERA minus on the card at 173. And say, Donnie, what are these numbers? What are you talking about? Just to keep it simple, a pitcher with a 100 average, whether it be ERA minus, FIP minus, or XFIP minus, that's where you want to be. Like something south of that, 98, 90, 60 if you're a dominant pitcher. You don't want to be above that. He's a 173. ERA minus, which means he's not getting anybody out. Now, his XFIP numbers are a little bit better, but at the same time, how much better can you be? Close to 5. Sierra 5.25, ERA close to 7. He's a bad pitcher, too.
Now, do you compile the different numbers to rank them, or will you use one primary statistic and then kind of add on as it goes?
Exactly. The number that I use here to set it is the XFIP minus number, because I love XFIP, and this adds it to like the 10th degree. But you still go over to say, all right, how is he actually lining up? Because it's all basically correlated numbers. Typically, if you have a low XFIP minus number, like let's just say Strider, 260 ERA, 1.83 FIP, 2.42 XFIP, like they all go in a row. It's very rare that you have a guy that's like, hey, a 120 XFIP minus, but a great ERA. In some instances, it does happen because you could take a look at, let's just say, Josh Winder from Minnesota. He's got a 118 XFIP minus, which isn't very good, but look at his ERA, 3.12. Hey, man, that's a guy I'd want to bet, but his peripherals here aren't very good, which means he's giving up a lot of fly balls, not striking out guys, and in Major League Baseball, that's what catches up to you.
I think, you know, the interesting thing that with all of that, though, is, and I wonder how long this was the case, I do feel far more often, though, you will see the numbers shine a light or agree with kind of the advanced numbers that you're bringing to the table than maybe a guy's flat ERA. Like, I think the people who are booking the games into the room, they know they need to familiarize themselves with the advanced numbers because that's where the best bettors are going. They're the ones who are trying to look at those numbers there instead of using a flat ERA or anything of that type. You know, I think it is XFIP minus and Sierra and all of those different weighted on base average that these, you know, the best cappers and therefore the bookmakers all have to pay attention to as well.
Yeah, no, you're right about it. Also today with the big, I guess, you know, some matchups that we could say, right? You're looking forward to the Braves and see how they do. Also, I talked about the Phillies. Phillies are heading up to play Toronto. And before the season, we were saying to ourselves, all right, there's an angle out here that people are playing where starters will go up to Toronto and not be able to play. You haven't heard much about it. Like a pitcher here or there, a player here or there. Well, the Philadelphia Phillies are going up there with Alec Boehm can't play. JT Realmuto can't play. Also not making the trip. Aaron Nola. And as well as, I believe, one other pitcher as well. And maybe another, like, bench guy. So there's, like, 5 or 6 players for the Phillies that aren't going to Canada. Now, Schwarber will still be there. He's obviously vaccinated. But it sort of hits because it's been one of those dead stories. We're like, oh, yeah, man, I can't wait to see who goes to Toronto. Well, it looks like the Phillies are the first team to go to Toronto with multiple guys and good baseball players not being able to play.
That's pretty wild. Now, I thought Boehm got injured yesterday. That it's not related to that. Didn't he, like,
No, he did. He was already he was already not going, but I was actually in the 20. I was in the car because I heard him trying to beat or stretch a single into a double, shaking his hand and maybe a dislocated bro. Whatever. I didn't see any of the reports that came out against him. But he was already on that list for he wasn't going to Toronto.
What? So, see, like, that's it. Like, I wonder, because I don't, I'm assuming Nola wasn't scheduled to start. Because he
wasn't. So you can't, and they luck out a little bit on there because, and you can't add an extra player for Nola because he wasn't due to pitch. It's almost like you're scamming the system. Like, hey, this guy's going to be on this list because I believe like JT Realmuto, I want to say, lose like $260,000 for not going to Toronto. And he was basically like, yeah, you can't tell me, you know, what to do, Canada, was his, one of his quotes, which is pretty wild at this point. It was like the Yankees, the Red Sox, oh, they're going to be damaged when they go up there. What was it, like the one pitcher for the Red Sox who's average, who couldn't pitch? Yeah, exactly, and everybody else made it. But the first one that popped up here for me, and again, it was the Phillies. Like, they started it a little bit about 4 or 5 days ago before they went to St. Louis. You know, the report's coming out like, yeah, we're going to change our pitching rotation up a little bit before you get to Toronto. And I was like, oh, stop trying to hide behind, like, we're just making these moves to do this. Because the one thing is, they don't want to tell you, and I don't know why. Like, it's, you know, just, oh, it's their business or whatever. But you can't fake it because your starting catcher's not there. Why is he? Oh, well, he's just seeing one. No, no. We know why he's not going to be there. Same with everybody else. So.
Yeah. And look, let's call it what it is, right? And you hear it in the comments. But someone who at this point in the game is refusing to get vaccinated is not going to get vaccinated to go to another country.
Yes.
You get my point? That's not going to be something that's going to fly for JT Realmuto. You think I'm being harsh when I'm making assumptions? Hey, tell me where I'm coming up wrong. I don't think I am in any way, shape, or form. So, I mean, look, it's not as harmful as the Kyrie stuff. It's a series. But, man, JT Realmuto is one of the highest-paid players on a team that doesn't have Bryce Harper. And you are in the thick of an NL wild card race. Every time you go out there, they're big games. It's a big team you're playing in the Toronto Blue Jays. You'd much rather have them than not, certainly.
Yeah, and the one good thing is that JT hasn't been having a great season, so it's not as if it's like, hey, you know what, I'm batting 325, and I've thrown out every runner, and I'm just going to miss this series. I'm going to have some just bum backup out there. So maybe if that's the saving grace, but certainly not a good look for the Phillies, as they are a dog. But here's where, forget about these guys not showing up, right? Well, what's my always dig at the Philadelphia Phillies when they come up in these type of spots? Like, go ahead and guess.
They're punting the game, aren't they?
Like, I guess Andrew, I don't even know his first name, A. Bilotti, so whatever it is. Like, is it Mike Bilotti's kid that was the old coach from, like,
Mike
Oregon?
Balotelli getting the ball or something.
Exactly. Like, so the Phillies basically going, okay, we're in the heat of it. We just lost two games, and we're on a little bit of a downswing, and we can't afford to. We're just getting right back up there with the Cardinals in the wild card race, and actually, you know, one of those, if the season ended today, the Phillies would be in the playoffs. They're throwing Bilotti out there, which means they'll probably get spiked 6-1 tonight. And then you go off on that. Oh, man, the Phillies had it good. Now it's a 3-game losing streak. Now it's 4. Now it's 5. Now it's 6. And are the Phillies sellers now without Bryce Harper? I just see where that's going. Like, and I don't want to say real teams because that's the wrong thing. Everybody gets into a pinch once in a while. But it just seems like when the Phillies face a little bit of adversity, they go, don't bring up any of our prospects. Bring up a tomato can and we'll just play the next day and see if we can get this game back.
Yeah, which is, I don't know. I mean, what do you want him to do? Find Jose Trevino in the farm system? Like, you want to talk about Yankees deserving a little bit of credit there. Cashman and all these different guys that were slandered off. Oh, Jose Trevino making all star. No, come on. You're going through that Yankees and you're like, yeah, they're going to have to figure out catcher at some point. Jose Trevino's all star?
Yeah.
That's pretty wild. Give him some credit.
Jose. What, nobody wanted to be a catcher? How did he even make it?
Being an all-star catcher. No, like, is JT Realmuto an all-star catcher or no? Like, if he's not, that's like one of the worst contracts in baseball. It's not that hard to be an all-star catcher.
Yeah, he's not having a great season, so I guess he isn't going to be an all-star catcher at this point here. But you're right. Like, catchers don't last. Martin Maldonado for the Astros is always my favorite. Like, you're going to be like, hey, just catch out there. Like, don't even participate on offense. Like, you're worse than if, like, Justin Verlander, right, came up to the plate, as I like to say, right? You know what I mean? Come on now with that. Enough. One quick segment before we get out of here in the afternoon. Picks are coming. Jason Verlander is going to call in next. Make sure you listen in for this one.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here. Final segment of the day. Moneyline. Woo! Time flies on a Tuesday. But you know what we do here at this point. We give out some picks and ready to get after it. Solid day for DRS yesterday. Now, I haven't gone over my home run props just yet, but I'll certainly have a card tonight and go with Dinger Tuesday. I like to play a lot on Tuesday because, again, you get those extra bonus shots there in the games that you pick. Even if your guy doesn't hit a home run, root for home runs because you can get some of that cake back. Three games for me tonight. San Francisco alternative team total over four at a minus 155 going against Keuchel. And also, that is at the Caesars Sportsbook. Welcome back to team totals here. It's been a long time. Also, Cubs Moneyline, minus 118. And then I did take the Oakland, Texas, over 8.5 at a minus 120. JP, let them know again what you're doing out there.
Yankees, Reds, over 8.5. That's the official play for me.
There you go. We're going overs. What do you got now, Kev? What do you got?
Yeah, rolling four strikeout props out today. Donnie and I were joking. You know, you send out the record, things have been going great, so what do you think, Donnie? 1-3, 0-4, maybe in the cards. Just kind of those fall apart days.
That's the way it goes.
I'm hoping it's a good day, but I'm prepared for whatever it is. Berríos and Kluber have the same exact numbers. 4.5 over minus 110. Strider under 7.5 minus 134. Sampson over 3.5 minus 132. First two DK, second two FanDuel Sportsbook.
All right, we are lined up tonight, and there is one game still underway here in Major League Baseball. Seventh inning, Cleveland Guardians 4-1, actually in the bottom of the seventh inning. Live total on that 6.5. A nice little hefty price. If you have $4,500 laying around, you can go bet the Guardians and win, what, like 100 bucks at that point? Like, what do you got on that? It's pretty crazy, right, for a three-run game? Jeez. Yeah, numbers are stiff out here.
Did you cash that in yet, the Guardians first five?
Yeah, first five, it's done.
There you go.
That was an easy one. So 4-0 at the end of five innings. Walk through, but we got a lot to do tonight. Stinger Tuesday. Hope we get some dubs, some strikeouts, some home runs. And that'll be the way it is because we'll be right back here doing it again on Wednesday as we move along during the week here on the grid. It's Donnie and Kevin, as always, carrying you through. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. Let's get some good luck tonight. I need money!
Black Friday is bringing the sunshine and the savings with Cheap Caribbean Vacations. Right now, you can score $500 off site-wide vacation packages when you book four nights or more. From Cancun to Aruba to Punta Cana, your next beach vacay is calling your name. It's the perfect time to book. What are you waiting for? Go to CheapCaribbean.com and get $500 off your next vacation today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Owning a home is full of surprises. Some wonderful, some not so much. And when something breaks, it can feel like the whole day unravels. That's why HomeServe exists. For as little as $4.99 a month, you'll always have someone to call. A trusted professional ready to help, bringing peace of mind to 4.5 million homeowners nationwide. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.